Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So there's a weird list out there, and it's got so many things on it. We can't get to all of it, but we're kind of debating things. It's basically professions that used to be...
Like esteemed, kind of?
Yes.
Mm, that's
like
a good word.
You used to go, oh, wow, you got a job that... And then now you just go, oh my God, what a joke.
Yeah, it lost its esteem.
Tiak and I kind of got in a little bit of an argument talking about it at first. And then I think we're on the same page now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because bank teller is on there and it's like, bank teller's never been cool. Bank teller was a job. Like,
it was a big deal. I remember.
If you got a bank teller job, then you're going to become a loan officer. Then you're going to become a bank manager. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to become JP Morgan.
Wow.
Like, you're... It's your path to becoming a finance, like...
Mm-hmm. The movie, my aunt worked at the bank just forever.
For decades.
She might still work. I don't know if she's...
Correct.
She's still... That was just... She works at the bank, and I, like, forever, because she was set.
And now what do bank people do?
Just, like, keep an eye on the pens, on the chains.
And try to get you to buy a credit card, or to sign up for a credit card. Have you gone in... Mm-hmm. When was the last time anybody went into a bank?
Actually, like last week. I've been going in like once a week.
Is there a hot guy there or something?
No, I did make a funny joke to one guy though, and he laughed really hard. So I forgot.
So there is a hot guy.
There is, but that's not the reason.
Why would anyone have to go to a bank?
Deposit cash.
You can do that at the ATM.
I like going in.
Yeah, okay, there's a hot guy. But he's not.
Sometimes
you don't want to marry
a sucker if you go in.
That's right, true.
Yes.
A little dumb.
Do you want to marry a banker?
Yeah.
Like, no, you don't. Like, up here, banker, like, way high. Like, I was dating a girl, and when she got the job at the bank, I'm like, we're set. Like,
wow.
You're going to, like, work your way up in the ranks of First Bank. You're going to be, like, a bank president.
They are. Yeah. I maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like it would be great hours, too, right? It's just
banker hours.
Banker hours, yeah. And it's just, the bank's always closed whenever I need to go.
If there's a government holiday, out.
Yeah.
Saturdays by noon, out.
Mm-hmm. No Sundays, ever.
Like just, 9 to 5,
mm-hmm.
is it. It's, yeah. It's pretty, now you're just, you're a shill in a mall trying to sell credit card stuff. Mail carriers on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Was that ever respected?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When?
I specifically remember my dad would go outside every day and just chat with our mail carrier. And I was like, oh, cool. That's what you do. And I don't know why, but at the time I really liked Seinfeld. So I would walk up to him. I was like 4 and I'd just be like, hello, Newman. And then walk away.
What?
But like that was our buddy. Yes. That was our dude.
The mail guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. You used to have way more of a relationship. I think part of the problem actually is once they started putting like all the mailboxes together somewhere. Now you never see them.
It's a she. She doesn't know me. She doesn't know me at all. She just knows I'm box 14. That's all she knows.
I don't even know what time the mail comes anymore because the box isn't by my house. Like it used to, you'd see them outside growing up. We had a mailbox outside the house.
Dogs are barking. Like, mail's here.
Yeah. And they would drive on the wrong side too.
Yeah, they can. Yeah. That's so awesome.
Yeah. Their
steering wheel's on the wrong side.
Growing up, there was.
Oh, they had a regular steering wheel and just drove on.
And
the
were
wrong
on.
Side.
They were sat in the passenger seat. It was like I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, so they had the steering wheels on the wrong side.
Yeah, but they were reaching over.
Oh, they were
sitting in the passenger seat and they were like reaching over.
Oh,
they
weird.
Had pedals. Or, I don't know. It was like a driver's ed car or what.
But it's not. And we're not knocking mail carriers. We love you, but like it's not a thing. Like I remember people going, I got a buddy that's going to take the civil service test or whatever, so I can be a post office. No way.
Mm. Wow.
And who?
Yeah, I don't know anyone that, I don't know any mail people.
What about, I don't know if we can say this one, journalists, news anchors.
You know, I did attend journalism school for a while And I could say, yeah, it's definitely gone downhill. For sure.
One of my newest, closest friends is a journalist. She works for CBS. Love her. Love them.
So you're out of the conversation? Yep. Is that what you're, no, I'm not saying, again, we're not saying bank tellers suck or mail carriers suck or journalists suck, but it used to be, if you were a bank teller, it was like, oh, you're the person who can get me my money. And like, we respected them. And a journalist, like when you would watch the news, you go, whatever that person is saying is straight up fact. Because they've got a team of people that are going to tell you the exact...
They've done all of the research.
Everything. Yeah. And they have no bias. They're just telling you what happened. And no one thinks that about anybody. Whether, no matter what your political... It's like, you turn on the TV and you're like,
Right. I think part of it, it's kind of like, I remember watching Tom Brokaw all the time. And it's just like, you just didn't you didn't know anything about Tom Brokaw.
No, he's just badass.
He just did it. And I think actors are kind of that way too. Now with social media, the internet, we know everything about everybody. So when they play a role, like as an actor, you're supposed to just be like a blank slate. So you can take on whatever role. But now we know everything. Even Johnny Depp was a great actor, still is a great actor.
Yes.
But now we know
way too much.
So much about his personal life.
Like I can't even look at
that
it.
He's become Johnny Depp in every role now. Yes. He's Johnny Depp.
And you're like, right.
No actors are blank slates anymore.
The last one, there's 15 on the list. We're not going to go through all of them, but like, what is it? Travel agent. Do you guys even know what that is?
I've used one once and it was this year and it wasn't even me using them.
What? Wait, why would you use it in this?
She got the mail, she swung by the bank and she went to see the travel agent.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.